Welcome back, everybody, to the Stark Wars podcast, where we talk all things Marvel, Star Wars, and everything in between. Please take a moment to check our show notes to find our social media, merch, and more. Today, we are recapping Loki, Heart of the TVA, in full spoiler details. So if you haven't seen the episode, I would get out of here. And I'm here with a guy who would totally keep my life on the timeline and work with Renslayer. It's me. It's just me, guys. We're doing it again. Okay, I've done it a couple times. The one-man podcast. So, you know, it's a little awkward. I'm not used to it, but it's always fun to try it out and see what you guys think. And it's, you know, it'll be a shorter podcast, but I'll run through the episode with you guys. I'll give you my thoughts and we'll go from there. So also just reach out to Tommy. He's a little under the weather. Maybe he needs some love and encouragement. So all good that Tommy couldn't be here, and I'm happy to give you guys this recap by myself. It'll be interesting. And I gotta say, guys, I've come on here. I've complained about Loki a little bit. I've complained about some of the characters. But this episode did it for me, guys. It really did it. This might be one of the best episodes of Loki. And I think the thing that I really, really love about Loki, and one thing that this episode delivered well on, and season one did a lot as well, It actually surprises me. And that's something I can't really say a lot about a lot of Disney Plus shows. It goes for Star Wars as well, but especially Marvel. You know, it oftentimes falls into being very formulaic, and it's really hard to be surprised by some of these shows. So this episode, you know, left and right really surprised me. So I am excited to get into it. And that's just the joy of Loki, guys. We're back. We're back. We're surprised. There's theories, all kinds of fun stuff. So let's just dive into it, okay? We start with, you know, a bit of a flashback between Kang and Renslayer. And this is where we find out that, I guess we, did we know this? I don't know. But Kang, it's definitely confirmed that Kang had wiped everyone's memory. And it seemed like he had a really good relationship with Renslayer at one point and wiped her memory too. So that is interesting. And we see, you know, Miss Minutes. Okay, let's talk about Miss Minutes. Miss Minutes is being a little manipulative in this situation. She's using her power of time to show this flashback to Renslayer to basically get Renslayer to work with her. I think Miss Minutes is a very devious person in the show. We'll get into how devious she gets, but it is very interesting. And I'm also, you know, typically I've like somebody to talk to and I can like mute and clear my throat. I'm not editing this, guys. So I'm going to mute for a second and cough. And that's just how it's going to be. Okay. Let's keep going. So Miss Minutes is basically manipulated Renslayer at this point, showing the bad side of Kang, or He Who Remains. So she also makes a comment about how we don't need him. It seems like Miss Minutes is just ready to move on. She's ready to be the big bad. And that is really crazy from this CGI character. So I really loved Miss Minutes this episode. I gushed about Miss Minutes last week. It's not coming down. I think Miss Minutes is the GOAT. So another thing, you know, we do see Timely enter the TVA. You know, I figured that we would get a lot of like shenanigans with Timely, like really realizing his full potential. I mean, he comes in, the first thing he sees is like statues of his own head, right? And this must be very confusing for him. And he's scared, clearly. So that is very interesting. Here I go. I'm going to mute again. It's just the way it goes. So Timely is here. So they end up taking him to OB. Okay, and this is an interesting part of the episode where we kind of find... So if you don't know, OB obviously stands for Ouroboros, and Ouroboros basically means like the endless loop and is often signified with a snake eating its own tail. So it is interesting that we find out that he's part of his own little loop here where they both kind of inspired each other to work in the TVA and set all this stuff up. So it's really interesting. You know, Timely is super excited to see Ouroboros, and OB, obviously. It's like he's meeting a fan. He's asking for an autograph. I think this is like a, you know, a time travel trope for a lot of shows is, you know, there is this continuous loop. And, you know, I'm positive this is another fiction where, you know, somebody writes a handbook on how to build a time machine and then goes back and gives it to themselves. And the cycle just continues repeating. So, but that's going to be interesting later on because I don't know how the cycle repeats now. And I'll just leave it at that before we get there. yeah. But anyways, they have this big scheme. You guys know I don't like all the temporal bull crap in this show, but you know, they're shooting something at the loom. I guess they have to scale it down or something. It's getting too big. I don't know. Okay. It's science, fake science stuff. Okay. Okay. So we cut to Sylvie here. We get another interesting scene. I'm going to complain about Sylvie again. I've complained about her basically every single week. She just has an attitude problem about everything. Like, she digs into Mobius here because Mobius has no interest in what his life was like on the timeline. And I mentioned in the past, I get where Mobius is coming from. Like, if you don't have something, you can't miss it. So why would he be so motivated to go experience something that he never had anyways? That's not his life. And his brain, in his mind, that's not his life. So he doesn't need to go do that. So I get you, Mobius. And Sylvie's digging into you like, you're so selfish. Like, Sylvie, relax, okay? She's just complained this entire season thus far. And it's a shame because, you know, I felt like Sylvie was a much more stoic and strong character in the past. And I don't love the direction they're going with this character. I hope that there's a big turn for her. Okay, so we get a scene here where the Dox's people get captured. We kind of cut back and forth. We go back to a conversation with Sylvie and Loki as well. I love this conversation, mainly from Loki's perspective, because he's basically saying what I'm thinking the whole time. It's like, we have to try. We have to try to save these timelines. You know, the TVA is good for something if the right people are in charge. And she's just not having it. She wants to, like, slash burn and salt the earth here. Like, she is completely done with the TVA. She doesn't trust Timely. And she makes this comment. I love this comeback. She makes this comment. She goes, she's like, it's like we're playing gods. And he's like, we are gods. And they are. They're gods. He's the god of mischief or something. So that's what she's the god of enchanting. I don't know. But they're gods, okay? They can play God, okay? That's fair. Let's go back to Brad and Dox here. This is interesting. You know, Dox is giving Brad a hard time about a lot of stuff. And this is where Renslayer and Minutes show up. And it's going to get really sad. So basically, she offers them a life on the timeline, all of Dox and all of her people. And they turn it down. They don't want to work with Renslayer and Minutes. And I get it. They're bad guys. But if it's between that and dying, I'm going with Renslayer, baby. Like, I think this is ridiculous that more people didn't step up. You know, obviously Brad steps up. He doesn't end up in the box and gets crushed. Dox, this was silly. Just bite your tongue, work with her, and stab her in the back later. Like, you really died for no reason here. I like this scene because, you know, Marvel has an issue with killing characters, and this show has created a lot of stakes in that regard. We'll get to another big death later on, but Dox was like a big character for the show. You know, maybe, I don't know. I guess she's maybe like the sixth biggest character, but you know, a new character, somebody we've seen, an actress we're familiar with, comes in. She kind of seems like she might be the villain. And then they kill her. So, I was definitely surprised by this. It was very dark. I just can't imagine, you know, being in that box with a bunch of people. And she makes a comment like, how does it feel that we all want to die rather than work with you? That's crazy. Another interesting tidbit from the scene. Miss Minutes is a psychopath. Like, the grinning and smirking on her face is like almost too much. It's a lot. It's a lot, Miss Minutes. You need to rein it back, okay? Miss Minutes actually reminds me a bit of Chopper from Rebels and Ahsoka. You know, kind of like, you know, a cute little character that is actually kind of psychotic. And we're getting a lot of that from Miss Minutes here. We also get a scene next here where B-15 comes in, sees the bodies. This is where we find out that Miss Minutes has kind of like shut down the TVA. Has kind of taken control. She opens up her temp pad and we get the no, 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 no. I should have pulled that time, that sound clip for sure. No, no, no. You can't access the TVA. So that's going to be a problem here. So next we get an interesting scene where Timely gets obsessed with hot cocoa. Mobius has it. He's interested. He's never heard of it. He wants to try it, right? I don't know what this says about him, you know. I guess he just likes contraptions and wants to see how everything works, or maybe he just really likes cocoa. I don't know. But he's very interested in this. And in reality, it's probably just a way to get him away for what happens in the next scene. But he ends up going away with this guard. And this is where Brad shows up after we just saw him escape the box. Brad shows up, prunes the guard, drops the hot cocoa, and takes Timely. So it's going to be interesting to see what they're going to do here. But yeah, they're very interested in kidnapping him. They're also very much worried about the device. I guess they... it's kind of a battle here for the device. What's the point of this? I don't know. I mean, I know that they want to control. I don't know why the device is so important, but okay, whatever. Okay. Yeah, this is where OB realizes Miss Minutes has taken over. And then this is kind of when everyone comes together. They see the spilt cocoa on the floor. And they are very much interested in that. They are suspicious of that. And they very much they know what's going on. They know Renslayer's here, and they took Timely. There's another funny scene here where they all go into like that main loom room, I guess I can call it. Owen Wilson says that sounds like a noise you want to hear from further away, which is just again like his dry humor in this is just always so good, and can't get enough of Owen Wilson here. Okay, so this is interesting. Here's an interesting part of the episode and something I want to talk about. This is where Sylvie gets stuck in the elevator. Loki has to take the stairs. He runs down, and this is where he sees himself. He sees the past version of himself. He's been here before, right? He goes and prunes himself, okay? I get why he did this, okay? Because in his mind... his past self would not be where he was if he wasn't pruned, right? So he needs to continue that cycle. My question is, why are there two Lokis? I don't know. I don't get this. This is the part that does not make sense to me. I did look into it a little bit. I'm not seeing any, like, I don't think anyone knows. Please tell me if I'm wrong. Is there like did I miss something? Why are there two Lokis? I'm definitely confused about that. But he does make a comment here, and he says, I promise this will make sense later. So I'm kind of holding on hope for that. I hope they explain this more going forward, because I don't get it. I will say if this is like the crux of the show, we get it in the premiere, we're getting it here. If we get more information on the scene, I do like how they give us a little bit of information, and then they hold off, and then they're just slowly building on it. So if there's still more to learn here, I will appreciate that. And I want to know, okay? Message me if you think you know why there's two Lokis, because I don't know why. Randomly, a phone rings that's like in the corner there, and it's OB on the phone. I don't know why there's a phone like by the elevator. I don't know why they answered it. I don't know why OB called it, but they were looking. He found who they were looking for, I guess. Yeah, they want him to reboot, to turn off Minutes. Okay, yeah, so they're rebooting all of the TVA, basically, to kick Miss Minutes out. And we do get, like, an interesting scene here. It's almost like a death scene for Miss Minutes, where she's, like, glitching out a little bit. And she says something very creepy to Timely. She says, you will never be him. That was wild. just very aggressive. And it's interesting, though, because we're going to get to why that's interesting. But, yes. Next here, Sylvie enchants X5 or Brad, and he goes undercover, distracts Renslayer. Everyone else comes in and steals Timely. Another funny scene here where they get Timely back. He has to put his head in the scanner and he's like, is that safe? Probably not. Be careful there. So that was interesting. Let's see. And now they need somebody to go out and put the machine inside the other machine, whatever. Loki's gonna do it. Loki volunteers, but Timely's like, it should be me. And this is interesting because he goes outside in the suit and gets spaghettified. He dies, right here. And this says a lot. This, I don't know exactly what this means for the future of the show, but I don't think it makes sense. If I'm reading the show correctly, Victor Timely is supposed to become He Who Remains, or are they separate people? Maybe they're separate people. I don't know. I don't think it's a good thing that he died here. I feel like this kind of breaks the timeline, and it's going to change things. With that being said, the fact that he dies, nobody's able to stop the loom from expanding or whatever, and it explodes. We get a big bang here. I don't know what this means, but it's crazy. This could be like the biggest event in the MCU thus far. I mean, is this the end of the world? I don't know. I think that's probably a drastic way to look at it, but I think things are going to be messed up. And this is kind of the end of the episode. So if I had some theories, let's see. If I had to guess, we're going to come back and everyone's going to be separated. I think it's going to just be like a big explosion in the universe. I think all of the people in the TVA are going to be thrown into random timelines. That's going to be interesting. And it would be fun to see how they can try to come back together. So I got my eye on that. I think that could be what happens. I think another thing that could happen is this does open the door. I think we've been looking for a way to bring in some of these multiversal characters. And I know we have some ways, but could this be the beginning of the X-Men? I think so. I think that maybe this event is the thing that opens that door. So there's a lot of possibilities here. Let me know what your possibilities are. You know, we're on Instagram. I want to know what you guys think as well. And let me know what I got wrong. You know, usually I have Tommy here to like tell me when I say something ridiculous or I miss something. I try to do my due diligence and I tried to take notes, but I'm not perfect. You know, I'm here to complain usually. And then Tommy is like the smart guy. But that's the end of the episode, guys. I appreciate you listening. Let's see. I don't want to close. I feel like there's got to be more we can talk about. Let's see. I don't even have any recommendations. I guess I can talk about Gen V again. Gen V is really good, guys. If you like The Boys, I don't think it's as good as The Boys. I think it could get there, but it's been a lot of fun. If you haven't watched Gen V, definitely check that out. Otherwise, I've really been looking for like horror. There's like no time, but I really want to watch some horror movies for Halloween. So I don't know if you have any horror recommendations, you can hit me up with that as well. Let's see. Halloween's coming up. You know, Tommy had his Halloween party. I have a really cool costume. I'm going to put it that way. I'm really excited about my costume. I think people that are fans of this podcast will really appreciate it. I'll be sure to share that on our Instagram again at Stark Wars Pod if you want to follow us and check that out. But I guess that's it, guys. What else? I don't know. I see a couple people are watching here live. I'm actually recording super late. It's midnight my time. So this is definitely later than I expect. I don't know if anybody in the comments has anything to say before I close out. Let's see. Is there any other Star Wars or Marvel news going out there? I don't think so. The Marvels is coming up here soon. I guess I'm going to have to do a cameo draft for the Marvels. That's another thing. I just keep plugging the Instagram. That's another thing I'll do on the Instagram. If you want to check us out, we do a cameo draft. I basically give everyone the opportunity to pick three people they think will be in the Marvels. It can be an actor. It can be a character. The only rule is it can't be somebody in the marketing. Obviously it has to be somebody we don't know is going to be in the movie. Yeah, if you wanted to do the cameo draft, that will be coming soon for sure. So I'm excited for the Marvels, guys. I got my ticket. I'm seeing it alone. The people that usually go to movies with me are kind of over movies, it seems like. So I just go to movies alone and I'm okay with that. I like a good alone movie. I don't have to share my popcorn. You know, I can lay sideways and put my leg on the other seat because there's nobody sitting next to me. I'm kind of rambling at this point. I feel bad that this is like a 20-minute podcast, but you know, I did what I could. Again, hit us up at Stark Wars Pod if you have any feedback or thoughts, but I'm going to go ahead and close this out. I like to remind you guys to rate and review us on iTunes and Spotify, preferably 5 stars. If you leave us like an actual review with words, we will read it unless you're like really mean. I don't think we'll give you the satisfaction of reading it on the show. Say something nice about us. Give us a 5-star review. We'll read it on the show. Also, please subscribe because we're going to be here every single week with Loki coverage. And then obviously with the Marvels right around the corner, we'll definitely be talking about that. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter. We're everywhere. We're on like Hive. We're on like the random social medias. Instagram's the big one though, at Star Wars Pod. Check us out. We also have merch. I'll put that link. We have a link tree. It's got everything in there. You can find the merch and the social media, but we have merch, guys. If you want to check that out, you want to buy that, that would be cool. I would appreciate it. We also have a Discord community going on. That's a lot of fun. I'm not as active in it recently as I should be, but I always see there are people in there that are chatting away, you know, good friend Zach, good friend Joshua. Good times all around, just kind of discussing opinions on Loki and whatnot. So if that's something you're interested in, hit us up. We'll get you in the Discord. But that is all we got for you guys. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next time. And in honor of Tommy, I will give his classic. Bye.